Having more money brings a new set of limitations that often aren't obvious until you already have it. I'm telling you this so that you have a chance if you or a friend or anyone else is in the trap of thinking that money will give you what you want, that money will give you freedom, that money will solve your problems. I'm here to tell you that it won't. It may solve some problems, and yet it will create new problems also. Having money is something that a lot of people look at as a salvation, that if I just had more money, everything would be okay. The only salvation is to see that you already are okay, and you already have all the freedom you can possibly have. Having more money brings limitations that are surprising, and when you get more money after you've been thinking it will be your salvation, it often can lead you in a really bad place when you see that there is no salvation in having more money. I'm thankful that at this moment, today at least, I have more money than I've had at some other previous points in my life when I had less money. Every day in my life that I know of, I had enough money to get by. I had enough money where I didn't starve to death or where I didn't die. And to me, that's the only amount of money that matters. You either have enough to get through the day and live or not enough. Having more or less is all subjective. There are lots of people in the world that would say, I'm broke. And there's lots of people in the world that say, you're rich. The fact is that having money doesn't make any real difference in my life today. And I've had periods of my life where I had hardly any money, just barely enough to get by, and barely enough to buy any food, and barely enough to live somewhere. Or I had to live with my parents because I didn't have any money at all. Every situation, from when I had hardly any money to having more, they all have limitations. They all have freedoms with them. When I lived with my parents was when I had some of the least money I've had in my life. I had a lot of freedoms living there. I knew because I didn't have any money and I couldn't afford to pay any bills that I had to live with someone who could pay the bills and who did have money. And they didn't just give me their money to spend either. I thankfully was able to eat from their grocery money. And other than that, I had to spend my money if I wanted something. So it gave me a lot of freedom to have so little money that I was open to moving in with my parents. At all other times in my life, I had more money than that. And so I was not open to living with my parents. And that was a big limitation. Even though I had more money, I had to spend it, and I had to figure out the best ways to spend it on a bunch of things. A lot of people have no money and are forced to live with their family. It's a great freedom. It's a wonderful thing to live with your family. I healed up a lot and grew a lot as a person when I hardly had any money and lived with my family. Some of the worst periods of my life were when I had the most money. And that's why I never could get any more, hold on to money, because I'd try and make more money, I'd try and work. And then when I'd get more money, I'd get this huge ego and end up wasting it all. And then I'd be so depressed I could hardly even stand to go through another day again. The irony is that so many of us go through life thinking that if we just had a little more, salvation would be there. And the irony is that often having a little more money is right where everything will fall apart for many people. For me, the times when I got ahead the most are when things fell apart the most also. I'm grateful today that I've been freed from that trap of thinking if I had more money, things would be better. There are new limitations that come when you have money that are surprising and aggravating. For example, if you're totally broke, no one's going to call you to ask for money. Your friends often will do things for you. They'll buy things for you. They'll help you out. If you say win the lottery and you've got all kinds of money, those same friends that would have helped you out, that would have done things for you, that would have paid things for you, will all of a sudden be trying to take from you. They will be trying to get your money. They will be trying to take things and get things out of you, and all of a sudden you're liable to start feeling like everyone's trying to take something from you, instead of that everyone's trying to give something to you like when you're broke. Being broke can be a great way to live because you see other people's generosity so much. When you don't have anything for anyone to take, you're often forced to interact with people who have a little bit more than you and are generously willing to give you some. When you get more money and you get more opportunities, if you don't have the right mindset, if you are still in that same mindset that you had when you're broke, that you have to take and grab money and get more and everything will be great, when you do take enough, when you do have enough money for other people to start seeing that you have more than them, then the same friends, family, people who were giving to you will switch and start trying to take from you. And that's where it really turns into hell. I've heard lots of stories like that, and I experienced some of that for myself. In fact, for me, it wasn't as much as friends and family. It was that I was attracted to situations where I'd lose my money, like gambling. I was attracted, oh, I got this money now. I can afford to make a big bet on this. Or I was afford to stupid places to spend my money. Like, oh, I've got a lot more money now. I can live in a nicer place. I deserve to have nicer things now. And then all of a sudden, I don't have those nicer things anymore. And all of a sudden, I'm selling all my things because I spent all the money I had because I was so excited about having it and didn't have any again. The irony is, now that I care and don't define myself out how much money I have, the world has given me more to do good things with, and I'm grateful for that. And yet, I understand that how much money anyone or any company has is a daily thing. And it's just a number that you read somewhere in a bank account, or it's just a few paper bills you have in your pocket. It's not something that really matters, because it can be taken from you in an instant. In an instant, all those electronic records I have online showing whatever money I think I have could be all wiped out. All the paper bills I have could be taken, and all of a sudden I'd have zero. And this will happen at some point, whether it's while I'm alive or when I'm dead. It will happen at some point. At some point, we all reset to zero because that's where we started from. It's a great gift to see there's no salvation in the future. And especially that there's no salvation in money. There's no amount of work you can do. There's no amount of anything in terms of making money you can do that will fundamentally make your life any better than it already is now. And in fact, I'm here to tell you some of the worst periods I had in my life were also some of the most money I had. And I'm thankful today that this is one prison I've been let out of, one matrix I've been released from. I pray today to remember that it doesn't matter how much money I think I have or don't think I have. I pray today to remember that all that matters is the good I do for people, and that money will never be my salvation or anyone else's. I pray today that you have the same chance to learn this the easy way, by listening to me share it and using the experience you already have had with this in your life. The easy way today, I try and get the easy lesson in life whenever I can. I've had the hard lessons so many times that I try and be open to the easy lessons today. So I try and share the easy lessons with you, learned the hard way myself. Thank you for watching or listening to this or reading this, and I hope you have a great day today.